Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Right Use of Visions and Dreams. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Genesis chapter 3, verse 37 to 39 and verse 43. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, and when the flocks came to drink, that they would conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-streaked, speckled, and spotted. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. I have just read from the King James Version. George had the gift of sight. Through dreams, he saw every major event of his life many months before they happened. He chronicled these dreams in his diaries. Regrettably, though, he never took advantage of his gift. In one such dream, he saw that he sold a plot of land and became exceedingly wealthy. 2 weeks later, he had a financial need that promised to bring him shame and disgrace. In an effort to avoid this, he sold the only piece of land he owned, and the crisis was resolved. 7 years after he had sold the plot of land, gold was discovered in that area. Just before mining began, everyone who owned a piece of land in that locality received a huge cash compensation, new land allocations, and a certain percentage of the product mined as long as mining continued, thus becoming extremely wealthy. George saw his dream come to pass before his very eyes, but never partook of it, because he had sold his own piece of land 7 years earlier. He had enjoyed the gift of revelation, but lacked wisdom to execute it. In today's Bible text, Jacob became wealthy because he had a dream and knew what to do with this dream. Genesis chapter 31 verse 10 reads, "And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled." So we see here that Jacob had a dream, but he knew what to do as a result of this dream he had. Go into today asking the Lord for the spirit of wisdom, so you can know how to interpret and use what God is showing you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to chapter 2. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, let's pray this prayer together. And as you confess Jesus as Lord, you will receive his salvation. Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I repent of my sins. I come under your lordship and I surrender to you as my Lord and King. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead on the third day when he died as a sacrifice for my sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for paying for my sins. And today I receive forgiveness of sins. In Jesus' name. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, take some time to confess your sins to the Lord and surrender to him as the Lord and ruler of your life. The reason why we confess our sins is because Jesus is now our Lord. Therefore, all the things we were doing before that does not please Him, we have to repent of it. After you've done this, I want to encourage you to visit our website, streamglobe.org or devotional.ng. On any of those websites, you will see a link at the top that says, "Are you saved?" Click on that link. It will lead you to a web page where you would find resources that will help you understand the faith and grow. You will also be able to download a free audiobook on that web page. Download it, listen to it. It will greatly help you grow. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Let's impact lives together. Share Stream Globe Devotional with your contacts. Join us in spreading the word and making a positive difference today. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading comes up next. The credit goes to Bible Experience by Zondervan. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to chapter 2 is what you will hear next.
The book of 1 Corinthians.
Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be His holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, "I follow Paul." Another, "I follow Apollos." Another, "I follow Cephas." Still another, "I follow Christ." Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized into my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate." Where are the wise? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know Him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let those who boast, boast in the Lord. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No. We declare God's wisdom a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, these things God has prepared for those who love him. For God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit within? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Stream Globe World Outreach has produced a 365-day printed book. And this devotional is very good for young people. It's good for teenagers, and it's good for people of all ages, really. If you want to order your copy, you can do so right now. You can place your order by calling +234 8113 416 964 or +234 8114 467 9689. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe World Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 8034420524 or +234 9055 65838.